Blog Talk Radio.
Family, how you doing today? We're back today with another great show. Oh, man, we had a great time this weekend. We're going to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about the seminars we did. And you guys missed some great seminars if you didn't attend these seminars. We had one in Augusta on Saturday, and we had another one in Charleston on Sunday. So we had two great seminars. We got some great investors that's coming in. We got some more customers and consumers that are coming in to buy some houses. Oh, man, we had a great time. Let me get these sponsors out of the way first. First of all, like I always do, I want to, get my sponsors out of the way because they're the one paying the bills for us. Jazz Prosperity Investment, Ismail, you're doing a great job down there in Savannah. Keep it up. Trade Line Auto Group, hey, man, we're moving these cars with Gerard. And Gerard also is into the houses with us. Outside the Box, man, we had a great seminar Outside the Box down there in Augusta this weekend. And we had the most definitely, we went down there, had a great seminar. Everybody did great. I mean, I just had a great time down there with Alice and Kim. And, man, congratulations, Alice and Kim, on the seminar. You guys did a great job down there. Keep up the good work. Let's keep bringing people into the program. Let's keep bringing them in. Don't forget about South Carolina Funding Group. Hey, man, we put people in houses, put people in cars. We financing cars and we financing houses through South Carolina Funding Group. And, guys, please don't forget about the book. The new book that's out, the johnfuller.store. Now is the time to decode the home buying system. That is exactly what we did down there this weekend in Charleston and down there in Augusta. We decoded the system. If you guys missed that seminar, you missed a great opportunity to learn the system and learn how to decode it. So we decoded the system, broke it down. We had some great questions. That thing went off real good down there this weekend. Today we're going to talk about my top steps. And I'm going to have a special guest on today, Gerard Kareem, and we're going to talk about our top 6 steps when buying a home. The things you need to know when buying a home. Top 6 steps. Listen, this is inside the book. You know, you guys download that book, so we're going to give you a little bit of stuff out of the book today. But this is inside the book, www.store, www.johnfuller.store, www.johnfuller.store, $9.99. Go download this book, but we're going to give you a little bit of stuff. A little bit of information out in the book today, right now. How you doing, Gerard?
I'm great today, John. We had a wonderful weekend. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. We're running. It's a
Monday. Excellent, man. Excellent. We had a great weekend. Today, I mean, this weekend was awesome. In Augusta and Charleston, it was just awesome. We had some great questions. We had people really interested in the program on both sides. Some very, very interested investors and customers trying to get in the home. It was just awesome.
All right, man, we had a great time. We got started a little slow inside the Charleston market, but, man, they came out. The Charleston investors came out. I was real happy to sit down with a group of people that had the same passion that we had of helping people in the community, of really getting this education out there to the people. So they're going to be coming on as investors to help you guys buy houses. They're going to be starting their own bank, their own private lending bank to help you guys buy houses. Gerard, that was great in Augusta. I know we had one customer that showed up that you talked to that was serious about really getting into a home. But the investors, it was awesome with the investors down there. And then the knowledge we got after the investment, we went to the luncheon. Oh, my goodness. Was that exciting? We went to the luncheon.
It was. We actually had three customers come in, and we had one that was really ready. It was so wild because she didn't know that she was ready to get into a home. And that you know, as long as I've been with you, I haven't experienced where somebody didn't really know that they was ready.
Right.
So
I mean,
that
had
was,
everything in line, real simple. She just didn't know, but hopefully, you know, we was able to give her some information, and hopefully she's able to come back and come on and get in, and let's get her house started. Let's start building her house. You know, let's do that. But Gerard, let me ask you this, Gerard. After the meet in Charleston, we went to the luncheon, and we met the lady, I'm going to call her young lady. We met the young lady that's 84 years old that really blew our mind with what she doing in real estate down there in Mount Pleasant. What about her? Can you speak on her for a second?
Yeah, she was a phenomenal young lady. When I heard her speak, it just spoke volumes of wisdom and experience that she has gone through, you know, throughout her lifetime. And it was just a pleasure for me to hear her and to sit there and listen at her, because she told us about some history. She told us, matter of fact, she was actually being awarded an award from the mayor that same day, from the mayor of Charleston.
Yes, sir.
So,
and she got that award.
Enlightening conversation. She really enlightened us, and it's still moving forward. She wasn't just sitting talking. She was still moving forward. She's planning to build a house.
Oh my goodness, man! Yes, man. She's 84 years old. And the first thing she told me was, "I want to build me a house on my land." You know, she got a house now, but she want to build another house on her land. What scratched me on her more than anything was her generational wealth. She wanted to leave something for them kids. That's her main ideal. Is I've been holding on to this land. I'm going to build this house. She sat on one of the board of directors down there in Mount Pleasant, and she real big on affordable housing, helping the community back. So when you go out here and you start talking to people and we start dealing with people, there's a lot of people out there that is willing to help people. I mean, here she is, 84. She can sit down and say, just relax. But she out every day on boards and out there talking to people, willing to help people. Ismael, how you doing? I see you out there. Are you on?
Hey, what's going on, brothers? Can y'all hear me all right?
Oh, I can hear you, man. I can hear you. How's everything? Hey, man, we were talking about our weekend down in Charleston.
I caught the tail end, man. That sister was awesome, man. Hey, and she was sharp, too. Ain't lost
very
no
sharp.
Got her wits and everything. I like that.
Very sharp. Very. We're going to have to get her on the program one day. I told her we're going to get her on the program and let her talk, because I was inspired and got new energy just on my level of saying, like, man, she's 84. Look what she's doing. She's into the community.
Right.
She's on these boards. She's really talking about helping the community. Her biggest thing was, hey, man, ain't no affordable house around no $200,000, $300,000. That ain't affordable. Affordable houses around $120,000,
right.
That's affordable. I don't know what these people are talking about, affordable house around $200,000, $300,000. That ain't affordable. And she was really serious about that.
Oh, she was serious.
She was putting it on that. But I really enjoyed her, and we had a great time down there. Listen, guys, today I'm going to go through something out of the book, okay? We're going to go through a chapter out of my book that's called Purchase Your Home. And I'm going to talk about the top 6 steps. Then I'm going to feed back in with each one of you guys, and I want you guys to really talk about what I'm talking about and my top 6 steps. These are the 6 top steps that I think is very important, and it comes right out the book, Decoding the Home Buying System. You know, now is the time. And I'm going to talk about these 6 steps, and then I want you guys to kind of feed in on them, okay? All right?
All right.
The first step that we talked about, okay, this is the first step, is plan ahead. Ismael, how important it is to plan ahead when purchasing your home?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, it's like this. It's like if you have a blueprint to a house and you're trying to build a house without the blueprint, it's very unorganized. So you got to have a plan. When you walk up to it, you got to have a plan. So when I'm going to purchase a home, man, I got it already in my mind and mapped out on paper, got the numbers right, everything before I even go look at the house. You got to have a plan.
And like I say, that's my number one step in my top 6 steps that's written in the book, is plan ahead. Number 2, Gerard, I'm going to throw this one at you. Establish a good credit rating. How important it is, Gerard, to establish a good credit rating?
Well, it's critical to establish a good credit rating. You're going to be judged by the banks, the underwriters, based on the credit that you have. And if your credit rating isn't, you know, a base, I think right now we can get you done with a 620, between 620 and 650. You're not in that range, then you're going to spend a lot of time. You're going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to go back and fix that when we have a program to teach you how to make that work.
And that's very important, what you just said, establishing that good credit rating. We have a program inside this little book you can read and get some information, but we have a program that you come into. Before you go out there and get that house, we can help you establish that good credit rating. Number 3, get pre-approved. I like this get pre-approved. Ismael, you want to tackle this one?
Yes.
Why
is
it important to get pre-approved?
Yeah, it's important, man, because, see, time is of the essence. If everybody, all the key players to make the house, you know, to make you go to closing and sit down and get them keys, if you are wasting everybody's time, then you really are holding up the process. And it's a process. It's steps to this thing. So getting pre-approved, that's letting you know right off the bat how much money you got to get this house, if you can even get that house.
And one thing I want you guys to know out here, family, that once we come with us, we get you pre-approved. And another thing you have when you go to a realtor or a banker and you already pre-approved, you have negotiating power. You have the power to negotiate that deal, to negotiate that rate, to negotiate what house you want to go see, all of that because of the fact that you already pre-approved. You got a letter in your hand that's worth some money. All the rest already. Okay, go carry on. Number four, Gerard. Stick to a budget. Time for stick to a budget.
That is the foundation of your financial your financial position. If you we said back in the day, good budget, good life. So if you're not set up correctly on your budget, if you're overspending on your budget, if you have not put things in line and discipline your budget, you know, you won't be successful. So what's going to bring about a good budget is good discipline, and that's really what's going to help you map out which direction you can go as far as purchasing a house, a car, whatever. So a budget is critical.
Yes, you got to set that budget because even with just a little too for you guys, even with FHA loans, you need to have your budget set because you got to be 41% or below to really go out there and get that home on your DTI numbers. So setting that budget ahead of time, you know, will help you understand that what you're going to buy and how much you can buy. Okay? Real good information, Gerard. Appreciate that. Number five, I'm going to throw this one back at you. How important, this is in the book now, this is in the book I'm giving you guys. How important it is to know what you want in a home before you get it, before you build it or buy it or whatever. How important is it to know what you want in a home? How important is that?
Oh, I have to say the same thing, man. It's the time. It's when you know what you want, we can find that. You know, and that thing, the vision also is important because when you know what you want, you show us what you want, and then we go find what you want. You know, it's as easy as that. The vision. Share your vision.
Hey, one of the things that I say in one of my seminars, in all my seminars, is the number two thing, define your vision. Write it down. We need to know what you're looking for. We need to know if you want that picket fence around the house. We need to know if you want that two-car garage or one-car garage. We need to know if you want that oversized bedroom. Know what you want in a home when you go there. Put it in your mind. Put it in your spirit. And we talk about this all the time, and it's going to happen. Okay? So come in there knowing what you want. The last thing, this is more towards investors, and this is more towards when you buy a house that is not being built, a house that's already out there. My number six top reason with buying a home, top concern, is make a reasonable offer. How important? I'll let both of y'all have that. Gerard, you go first. How important it is to make a reasonable offer on the product that you got, that you buy?
So, you know, we teach in a program how to look at comps or look at what are the values or appraised values of houses and what in your area and whatnot. You don't want to insult your the person who's selling it, and you don't want to insult your intelligence or show that you're not an intelligent buyer. Because our program is actually teaching you how to be an intelligent buyer. So
that's
you
right.
know, you don't want to say, hey, I'm gonna offer you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a $100,000 house. You know, that's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as being a consumer. Now, you know, that can flip as far as being an investor, but coming from the consumer aspect, hey, I'm trying to get a house for my family and whatnot. You want to know what the price margins are in the area so you can make an intelligent, informed decision. So, yeah, it's very important to know, you know, what you can offer. And then you're going to look at your budget. That's going to also play a effect. And what you can offer for a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so making a anything you got anything on that, Ismail?
Man, hey, Gerard, he covered it so well. I can't add to it, but I will say this, that John Fuller, he teaches you how to buy right in the beginning. If you buy right in the beginning, you're not going to owe anything in the back end. You don't want to be breaking even or be negative. You want to be positive and then set it up where everybody win, win, win. You know, the buyer, the seller, and the investor.
Yeah, we say this in the industry. You make your money when you buy, not when you sell. So you, if you buy right in the beginning, you're going to make your money in the beginning. And when you get ready to sell this house and move on to another house and you got the equity in your house that you can take out and move to another house, you good. I have a lot of people come to me and they say this right here. I want to bring this out real quick. A lot of people come to me and say, well, you know what? I don't want to live in this area all my life. I'm not going to be here. You know, I'm only going to be here for a short term, maybe 2 or 3 years. And then I want to live in Atlanta. I want to live in D.C. I want to go to California. What do we have to say to those people that is renting and why it's important for them to buy while they in this area? And if they buy right, they're going to have equity to move. But what can we say to them, Gerard, tackle that one. What can we say to them, the people that come in the area that want to buy?
You really spoke on it already. You know, if you got people coming in, and let's say short-term, short-term could be anywhere from, let's say, 1 to 3 years. So, you know, instead of wasting money, instead of putting money into the rent, you could buy a home that's the right size for you, that's the right budget for you. You can take your money that you're paying, that becomes equity. You can stack your equity in there so when it's time to make the next move, you have not just the money you stack. And then hopefully, you know, if the trend continues on an upward mobility, continues moving upward, then more likely you're going to have some more equity in that home. So you put equity in through buying, and then you build equity throughout time. And then when it's time to move, now you have even more. You have a property that's going to give you more to help you make your next step. So it would to me, it would be logical to buy.
To buy. Ismael, anything on that?
Hey, man, again, you guys are covering it real well. Hey, I feel like I'm a student again.
That's all right. Hey, well, I'm going to want to throw something in on that. When you buy in a house and you come in and buy it, you get the right to tax this off. So that's a tax credit towards you. Instead of renting out in this area, you do get the right to tax this off. So if you're coming into the area, or you just saying, I don't know if I want to live here right now, hey, buy this house, write the taxes off, build your equity. When you sell, now you got money to move to the next area that you want to move to. So we got to get people out of the mindset of thinking that I don't want to buy right now because I don't know if I want to live here. And I have a lot of people tell me that, and they come to me, well, I'm not ready because I don't want to live here. I want to live in Atlanta. That's not a problem. When you move to Atlanta, you need money to move with. So sell this house and move to Atlanta. Or rent. I want to find this house out, rent this house out to somebody. I don't believe in renting, but that ain't got nothing to do with you. Rent the house out and then go to Atlanta and then let somebody else pay your mortgage off. Okay? But you cannot let somebody pay your mortgage off if you don't own it. I want everybody out here to understand this. If you're paying rent to somebody, you're paying somebody mortgage off.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying their mortgage off. Mm-hmm. You're paying rent to somebody. You're helping them pay their mortgage off. And that is not helping you. And I'm right there, Ismael.
That is 100% right, man. Yes, sir. I had a client, matter of fact, at the seminar yesterday, one of the clients say he spent $57,000 in the apartment, you know, until, you know, she finally bought a house. But before that, she really sat down and looked at the numbers. She ain't going to never get that $57,000 back.
Never.
Yeah, so never. It's important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, she was at the seminar yesterday. She was at the seminar yesterday.
Yeah.
So guys, listen.
Uh-huh.
My top six steps when purchasing your home. And I want to go back over and recap them real quick. My top six steps. This is inside the book. I pulled this right out of the book because I want you guys to understand there's some good information in this book. I know that me and Ismael read the book. Remember that?
I remember that. I have to say this, man, because, you know, your mentor program is awesome. Nobody's doing it like that. So, to me, I go to John and say, hey, man, I just ask you the question. You just tell me the information. And he come back to me. Hey, man, it's in the book. And then I finally sat out and read the book, and everything he was telling me was in the book. So I read
the
book. Now I'm good. And I tell everybody else, hey, read the book.
Read the book.
Did you read the book?
Read the book. Hey, and investors, when you come in, Ismael, from his experience of coming through with me,
He had wrote a beautiful outline that will outline everything you guys need to do when you come into this business. So if you're an investor and you already with us and you don't have this outline from Ismail, you guys give Ismail a call and get this outline from him. Because this outline that he had put together is awesome. And it actually breaks everything down. Because sometimes I get to teaching and I might say some things because I talk a little fast. And I might say some things and I don't know that, man, I even wrote that down. That just one of grandma's soup. Good old soup that I just pinked that little salt in there, and I didn't put that salt on paper. So Ismail actually took what I was saying and put it on paper, okay? So you guys get with Ismail, especially the investor that's already in the group. You get with Ismail, and Ismail going to forward you this outline, and we're going to turn it into a – I told Ismail today we can turn it into a PowerPoint presentation to really go through it. So, Ismail, I really appreciate you doing what you did. And, hey, man, you know, it's always improvement. It don't matter how good you are, how great – I might think the program is, there's always improvement for the program, and I appreciate people like Ismail and Gerard coming in and improving the program. And listen, they're improving the program for you, for the people. That's what we're improving the program for. We're making the program better for when you guys come in. You know, John Fuller don't know it all. You know, I know real estate, but at the same time, these guys are coming in looking at what I got and enhancing it. And that's what I love about these guys, man. They've been with me. They come in. They accepted the culture, and they're taking it to the next level. But let me do this right here, and then I'm going to let them take us out of here. Top 6 steps when purchasing a home. Number 1, remember this, family, plan ahead. Number 2, establish a good credit rating. Number 3, get pre-approved. You know, number 4, know what you're looking for in a home. I'm sorry, number 4, stick to a budget. Number 5, know what you're looking for in a home. Number 6, know how to make a reasonable offer. And guess what? We teach you all of that when you come into the program. We sit down with you one-on-one through classrooms, through internet, through conference calls. We teach you all of that when you come into the home or come into our program. Mm-hmm. So, guys, if you're looking for a house, Ismail, give me your phone number. You're doing great down there in Savannah. Man, you're not doing great in Savannah. You're doing great in Savannah. You're doing great in Columbia. And you're doing great in Charlotte. Hey, man, give me your phone number and get in contact with you with your company.
My phone number is Erica 803-686-3355. And that's my LLC in South Carolina is Prosperities Properties Investment, and my Georgia LLC is Jazz Prosperities. So you can reach me at that number, and, hey, I cover all states, not just those two.
That's right. And Ismail, I just got a text in from Ms. Kim, and she said, do not forget to mention the seminar this weekend. Can you go ahead and mention that?
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Hey, we did one last night. It's still fresh in my brain, but hey, we're doing it all the time. We got a seminar this Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina. And it's going to be at 3 o'clock. It's going to be at the Aquapina Puerto Rican Restaurant. That's Aquapina Puerto Rican Restaurant off Brown River Road. I'm going to post this on my Facebook. So, you know, everybody, and I'll send out a mass text to the investors just to let you guys know the time and place. But John Fuller is going to be the guest speaker. He's going to be breaking and decoding the home buying system and also talking to investors on how to make money and help people at the same time. It's going to be great. So, yeah, come on out. Brother Gerard's going to be there. You know, the dynamic trio, we're going to be there talking about real estate, you know, how we can get the home and make money at the same time.
Hey, Ismail, we're going to get one of them videos from you? Are we going to get a video from you? Or you know, you do videos you do. Are we going to get one? I just want to know if we're going to get a video.
I'm going to put a video together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put a video together.
You got to follow Ismail. Ismail do these videos of his progress in the program, and he put real good videos together. So you guys, you know, follow Ismail on the video. And he'll tell you some information about, I guess, the seminar that's coming up Saturday again, and, you know, other information that we're learning as we go through the program. Gerard, I see you back here. How you doing? You back on time, right?
Yes, sir. I'm back
Hello.
In.
Oh, all right, man. I see you had dropped off for a second there. So, Gerard, I want to recap with you, Gerard. Hey, man, and the lady last night, I just can't get her out of my mind to be, you know, yeah. 84 years old and have the energy that she had. And it was funny. She said, well, you told me to tell him. You know, I can't get that out of my mind. You know, so can we recap on that for a second, Drew, and just talk about the importance
of generational wealth and how she is really, I mean, she really standing for generational wealth. So the whole time she was talking there, she was not talking about herself. She was talking about helping the community. She made sure that we understood that I'll help you. I'll get behind you. But I need you to help the community. That's what y'all need to be about. You ain't going to come in here and just make money. We're going to give back to our community. Can you touch on that? General, 84 years old, really to pass the torch on, had some beautiful kids there to pass the torch on, and then talking to us about generational wealth, something that we coined years ago?
Well, again, I really enjoyed the time that that she allowed for us to sit and listen to her. And she has been moving since the civil rights. She's active in the civil rights. Not only that, she understood her culture and her heritage. She spoke to us in the Gullah code language. She was just giving an example of some of the things that she learned, you know, as a child, and kind of bringing us up to par. And she told us, you know, we don't need anyone to come in and, you know, just for the money. You know, we are here. We are here, you know, to help the people, to serve the people, to help the people move forward. And I said, and we all had a conversation, and I looked at her and I said, Grandma, tell her. I said, you see us better than anybody. What you think we're going to do? And she said, I think you're going to do right. You know, you don't have to talk a lot because people can watch you, they can hear you, and they can assess you from one sitting. And you know, that's always been our goal. Our goal has always been, once when I got with you back in 06, we built a few houses, but we thought on the next level after those few houses were built, hey, let's do a whole subdivision. Let's build a whole community. Let's make it affordable houses. Let's make housing affordable for a whole community.
That's right.
So that, as you know, that's 07, 08, we had developed that type of mindset and never got out of it. We went in one community in Gaffney, South Carolina. We built five houses in that community.
That's right.
Five
that's right.
houses. So that
that's
was
right.
already in our mindset.
That's right.
So,
hey, man, we've been doing this thing for a lifetime. Yeah, we've been doing this. You know, this is my life work. This is what I've been doing pretty much all my life, and I'm just so happy, and my heart set so well to have you and Ismail, and everybody that's in the group, of course, but you and Ismail have came in, and y'all are leading. Y'all took responsibility of parts of the program and said, I'm going to make it work. You know what I'm saying? And really helped me out, because took some of the responsibility off of me of what I've been running for the last 25 years. And you guys have came in, and you said, and this is the thing. You know, you guys actually paid to come into the program. You sold a seed into the program. You didn't just come in. I didn't just pick Ismail. I didn't just pick Gerard. Them guys both answered the ad where Ismail came through a referral, and Gerard actually dialed an ad and answered one of my ads, and they both came into the program and seen the vision and said, I want to be part of it. And what can I do? So, man, I want people to understand that. Ismail, back to you. I know you gave me your information. Any last words you want to say? We got a minute and 45 seconds.
A minute and 45 seconds. We maximize it. whether you buy the house or you want to make money in real estate, I mean, this is the time. I mean, it's a housing shortage across America. You know, I mean, there's lenders that want to try to give you money to buy houses. So, you know, the knowledge is John Fuller. We got the knowledge. We got an awesome team. We got an awesome movement. One of the ladies last night said, this is a movement. And it's powerful, because when you have knowledge, you know, nobody can take that away from you. You know, learn the things that will help you break the bondage of financial strain. Because, you know, truth be known, it's stressful when the bills hitting you across the head. You want to bring balance and peace back into your life. You know, let's learn how to get that financial independence. You know, let's all do it together. And it's not hard. It's just that when you don't know, it seems difficult. But when you know, all things are possible when you know. You know,
Gerard, you got 30 seconds,
man. Y'all come on board.
Come on board, Gerard. You got 30 seconds.
I need to take these 30 seconds and speak to the home buyers.
the people who are not certain about if I can get into a home, the people who are not sure and scared about, I need to speak to you right now. I can look into your spirit. Everything you already need is already within you. We got the information and we got a pathway, but everything you need to become a homeowner is already in you. I encourage you to get in contact with us and let us show you how to take what you already have and utilize it to become a homeowner so you can start developing generational wealth.
Hey, guys, hey, get in touch with us, www.johnfuller.store, 678-509-5269. You got Gerard, you got Ismail. We're here. We're going to be here this Saturday, and we're going to be down there in Columbia, South Carolina. So we'll put that on our Facebook page and our web page. Hey, guys, get with us. Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys. Great show. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.